ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमा अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणां आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः श्रीचिन्मययतीशस्य गुरुं वन्दे तपोवनं तं हिमवद्विभूतिं वै ज्ञानवैराग्यरूपिणं समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मवेत्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मवेत्वरम्
ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः सुषुवागंसस्तनूभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति न पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। हरि ओम। सो इन दिस गणपति अथर्व शीर्ष वी हैव कवर्ड ऑलमोस्ट हाफ ऑफ इट where it starts with the Shantri mantra, Bhadram Karnevi. Maybe hear what is auspicious, see what is auspicious, and then they invoke the blessings of the various celestial powers and the guru. And then they say, oh, Ganpati Bhagwan, you are the only creator. Tvameva kevalam dhartasi, kartasi, and hartasi. So you are the creator, sustainer, destroyer of the universe, and you are Khalvidam Brahma. You are the total consciousness manifest in this particular form. And then he asks for protection. Please protect me from all directions because you are the Lord of all directions of all Vasus. And then he says, you are the Jnana and Vijnana, the knowledge and the practice. And you are the four kinds of speech. You are Vangmaya, and you are the four kinds of speech. We had covered that last week. And then it also says you are beyond the three gunas, beyond the three states, waking, dream, and deep sleep, beyond the three bodies, and beyond time, which means you are the Atma, the Self. Now we'll chant the start from Tvam Mooladhara Sthitosi Nityam. In the red book, it is Shloka number 7. In the green book, it is half of shloka number, sorry, not in the green book, but in this Vedic chanting book, it is in shloka mantra number 6. Sujata, you have the book? So which
So,
one? In the red book, it is, in this one, it is on page 24, halfway down, mantra number 6. Tvam Mooladhara Sthitosi
Mooladharasthitosi
Nityam. Tvam Shaktitrayatmakah.
Nityam.
Vam Yogino Dhyayanti Nityam.
Vam yogino dhyayanti nityam.
Yeah, we'll pause here because in the red book, that is mantra number 7, and then we'll do mantra number 8 after that. So it says, you want that you are Mooladhara. Now in this body, we have 7 chakras. Mooladhara is the base of the spine. Then Swadhisthan is just above the groin. Then Manipur in the belly button, Anahat in the heart, Vishuddhi in the throat, Agnya Chakra in the middle of the forehead, and then the Sahastra Chakra at the top of the head. So each of those chakras has a particular god, particular deity. For those who want to write down, Ganesh Bhagwan is at the Mooladhara. Then at the Swadhisthan is Parvati ji. And then in the Manipur is Lakshmi Devi, Lakshmi, Mother Lakshmi. In the heart chakra, Anahat, it is Hanumanji because he is the greatest devotee of Bhagwan. In the throat is Sadashiva. And then in the forehead is Bhagwan Shri Krishna. And then at the top of the head, the Sahastra Chakra is Nataraja. So there are 7. So on the path of devotion, you can concentrate on that particular Devta, that particular form of the Lord, and invoke them in that particular chakra. So if you are a Ganesh Bhakta or a Shiva Bhakta or Krishna Bhakta, you can invoke them in particular chakras. Also, these chakras are connected by 72,000 nadis. Actually, there are 72,000 nadis which connect our entire body. Every cell is nourished. These are not arteries or nerves or cells, but they are subtle channels of communication through which the energy flows to various parts of the body. And the central of that is Sushumna Nadi. That is the most subtle. Sushumna means subtle. And that connects these 7 chakras. And then on the left and right are Ida and Pingala. They are the 2 main nadis. The Ida is on the left side. The Pingala is on the right side. Ida is connected with the moon, with emotions, and Pingala with the sun and with knowledge. And the Ida and Pingala are also meant for regulating temperature and pressure in the body. The body is always maintained at 98.4. And imagine, say we are working in an office and there they have the temperature, you know, 65, 68, you have to wear a sweater all day. And then in the 5 o'clock, you walk out in the Bakersfield heat, it is 108. Suddenly your body has to get used to the 108 degrees. And then you get in your car, which has been sitting in the sun, and it is 116. And how is the body able to maintain the temperature? And then you put on the AC full blast. And then, so this rapid changes of temperature and pressure are regulated by the Ida and the Pingala nadis, and they are balanced. Now, how do we keep them in balance? So they say through pranayama. Now, pranayama is not something that should be learnt from the internet. You know, people say, oh, I can read English. So in the English, they have told how to raise the kundalini. Kundalini is the base of the spine, which is the Mooladhara chakra. And they will teach you how to raise the kundalini from here all the way to Sahastra. And that is enlightenment. So pranayama should not be done from the internet or from, it should be learned properly from a guru. But there are some simple Anulom Vilom, which is just breathing in and out, you know, which we do, breathe through one, out through the other. That can be done. That simple pranayama is good for balancing Ida and Pingala. So you put your hand here, breathe in through the left, breathe out through the mouth, and then through the right, and then breathe in through the right and out through the left. So alternate, in through the left, out through the right, in through the right, out through the left. Do it slowly, pausing, and that simple pranayama, which we also do before puja, helps to regulate this, and that is good. And also helps to quieten the mind before meditation. And then this was described, this pranayama was described by Patanjali Rishi in his Ashtang Yoga. And then there is a beautiful text of Hatha Yoga by Swami Atmarama, which also describes this in detail. And then there are four aspects, Puraka, Rechaka, Kumbhaka. Puraka is Pura, to fill up the air is Puraka. Then Kumbhaka is the break between inspiration and expiration. And then Rechaka is to remove, expel. And then again you take a pause. So one, the after inspiration is called Antar Kumbhaka, then Rechaka, then Bahya Kumbhaka. So that's how this pranayama is done. So intake, pause, excretion. And why should we learn it from a teacher? Why can't we learn pranayama on our own? Because the power generated when the kundalini is raised is very, very high. So the example they give is like you know, there is a water source, say there is Lake Isabella, and from there are huge pipes because the water is released with very high pressure by the pump. And then that big pipe divides into smaller pipes and then further smaller. And then finally at our house, there's a small 1-inch pipe. Now imagine if that high pressure was released directly into that 1-inch pipe, there would be an explosion. Similarly, the energy generated by raising the kundalini is so high that if it does not follow the Sushumna Nadi but goes into one of the smaller nadis, it can cause major physical harm. You can get severe pain and so on. So pranayama should be learnt from a teacher. And that's what he says. From Mooladhara. Now, Mooladhara is the base of the spine where the tail used to be. We used to have a tail when we were jumping from tree to tree. And the tail has gone and we have become detailed. So that tail is where, that is Mooladhara. That is where Ganeshji, and that is four petal chakra and has red color. Like the Sahastra petal has 1,000 petals and is violet in color and has a white light. So different chakras have different colors and have different number of petals. And so that is one meaning, Mooladhara. Mula, Adhara, Mula also means the source. So Ganpati Bhagwan, you are the source of the universe. Whole universe has emerged from you and constantly keeps on emerging. They say, oh, if the universe keeps constantly coming out from God, then God should become less and less and less. They say, no, there is no kshaya doshaha. So like talking about doshaha, say you are making dosha, you know, and you have a big pot of batter and you keep making dosha, dosha. After a while, what will happen? Kshaya dosha, right? Because the batter will end. But in the case of Ganeshji, there is no kshaya dosha. Constantly, you can make any number of doshas. The whole world can emerge out of him and there is no decay of the Lord. Why? Because this world is an illusory appearance upon that Ganesh Bhagwan. And also, what it means is that you are the matter. Whatever is matter in this universe, you are. And science always tells us matter is indestructible, energy is indestructible. It can be transformed, matter to energy and energy to back. So why they are indestructible? Because their source, the Lord, is indestructible. It is constant. It is nitya. Then it says, Adhara. Adhara also means you are the support. You are not only the Mula, but you are Adhara. You are the support of this universe. And Tvam Yoginaha Dhyayanti Nityam. The yogis meditate upon you constantly. So what do they mean by yogis? So there are four yogas described: karma, bhakti, jnana, and hatha yoga. So some people choose the path of yoga, meditation, and do pranayama to raise the kundalini. That is one. Others do it by bhakti, you know, by focusing on the chakras and the form of the Lord. or others do it by knowledge that this Ganesh Bhagwan is the Supreme Brahman, my true self. So that is how these are regulated. That is how this yogi knows, meditate on it. Then it says, Tvam Shakti Trayatmaka. You are the three kinds of Shaktis. Mm-hmm. So we had covered that last week also, but here three Shaktis means you are the Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. You are the creator, sustainer, and destroyer. And you are the Ichha, Gyan, and Kriya Shakti. We had talked about that last time. Mm-hmm. Like in young people, they have Ichha and then they do that Kriya, but they don't have Jnanam, they don't have knowledge. Or somebody has lot of Ichha, even has Jnanam, but has no Kriya, cannot do it, that is old age. You know, I have all desires, I even know how to do it, but body doesn't cooperate. You know, then you start singing, Koi lota de mere bite hue din, oh please. I used to be able to do so much, now I can't. You know, I could jump so much. This Jambavan, you know, who was the old monkey, there's a famous story about him. So all the monkeys walked, you know, from that Rishab Parvat, and they walked all the way to the coast, southern tip of India. And from there, you had to jump 100 yojan, which is about 800 miles. You had to jump or fly. And Jambavan said, you know, when I was young, I could do that very much. But now to main buda ho gaya hu. I am old. And then he tells a story. He says Jambavan was there when Vaman Devta, when he appeared, you know, he took those three steps with Bali, one the earth, one the heaven, and third on his head. So Jambavan said when Vaman Avatar appeared, in that brief moment when he was doing all this, I circled the earth seven times. That's how much power Jambavanji had. He said, but now I can't do it. So he tells Hanumanji. Now Hanumanji, there is a story about him, some of you may have heard. When he was a child, he was very mischievous. He was very powerful because he was the son of Vayu Devta, a lot of Shakti, and he was blessed by Lord Shiva. But he didn't know how to control it, and the rishis were doing all kind of yajnas and all, and he would keep disturbing. He would actually pluck whole trees and throw them and break the yajna shala. Even told he wasn't listening and nobody could control him. He was so powerful. And finally, Matang Rishi was one time doing a serious yajna, and he threw a big tree on the yajna shala and broke it and disturbed. And then Matang Rishi said, you know what? You have a lot of power, but you don't know how to control it. So I curse you that you will lose your powers. But then Matang Rishi was a Doordarshi. He knew that this Hanumanji, when he grows up, he will become the greatest devotee of Bhagwan, and he will play a very important role in the Ravana. He knew all that. Matang Rishi could foresee that. He will, you know, find Sita Ji, then he will bring that, destroy the demons, he will bring that mountain for Lakshman Ji. He knew all that. So he said, your powers will go away until somebody reminds you. And so here Jambavan then reminds him. He says, Hanuman, you have the power to fly, but you have forgotten. You are actually Pavan Putra. And so he advises Hanuman Ji to then fly, because Sampat, you know, Sampati, that bird who is a brother of Garud Devta, had been hit by Ravana, and as he was dying, he had told Ram and Lakshman that Ravana had taken Sita Ji. So he tells Hanuman, you fly there and bring Sita Ji back. So this Gurudev has an interesting, humorous story. Somebody asked him, you know, when they had started Chinmaya Mission, you have such a beautiful program, why don't you teach yoga here also? You know, you are teaching meditation and Upanishads and all, teach yogas. So Gurudev says, I believe in straightening the mind and not bending the body. So that's why in Chinmaya Mission, we don't do yoga and pranayam. We take the path of knowledge that was given to us by Pujya Gurudev. So we do have a yoga class, but our main focus in Chinmaya Mission is knowledge. Lata, you want to continue the next one?
Okay.
Tvam Brahma, Tvam Vishnus, Tvam.
Tvam Brahma, Tvam Vishnus, Tvam.
Rudras, Tvam Indras, Tvam Agnis, Tvam.
Rudras, Tvam Indras, Tvam Agnis, Tvam.
Vayus, Tvam Suryas, Tvam Chandramas, Tvam.
Vayus, Tvam Suryas, Tvam Chandramas, Tvam.
Brahma Bhur Bhuvasvarom.
Brahma Bhur Bhuvasvarom.
So here, Ganpati ji is worshipped as Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh. We have already talked about it. You are the Trinity. You are the creator, sustainer, and destroyer of this universe. And that's why when we worship the Guru also, we say Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Para Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So there it means is that the Guru is the creator of knowledge in me. He sustains the knowledge and destroys the ignorance. And knower of Brahman becomes Brahman. So Guru is Sakshat Para Brahma. So that is the meaning here. And he says, Tvam Indras, Tvam Agnis, Tvam Vayus, Tvam Suryas, Tvam Chandramas, Tvam. So you are not only the Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, but you are the demigods. See, there is the
Indra
who is the king of gods, then Agni, who is the fire, then Vayu, who that is the wind, Tvam Suryam, you are the sun. Sun also represents knowledge. Tvam Chandrama, that means represents all the mind, the emotions. And Tvam Brahma, you are the Supreme Brahma. And then Bhur Bhuva Swarom, you are Bhu, Bhuva, and Swara. When we do the Gayatri Mantra, we say Om Bhur Bhuva Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam. So Bhu represents earth. Bhuva represents the inner space and interspace, and then Swaha represents heavens. Some authorities say that Bhuva represents earth, Bhuva represents the higher, and Swaha represents the lower worlds. But what it means is all the 14 worlds you are. Not only you are these 14 worlds, but Koti Brahmand. Crores of Brahmandas are there, uncountable Brahmands. So this, we only know one universe, you know, our Milky Way and our cosmos, but there are crores of such cosmoses. So he said there must be life on other planets, other cosmoses. We say, yeah, there is life. So is it intelligent life? So they say they are more intelligent than us. He said, why do you say they are more intelligent than us? Because they have never tried to contact us. They say humans, watch out for them. They are trouble. So they are smarter than us. So that's why we say Koti Brahmand you are, and you are the Supreme Consciousness, which has appeared as all these worlds. Now, Guruji in his commentary talks about Tatastha Lakshana and Swarupa Lakshana, which...
He's talking about the...
About the...
Adi
Devik, Adi Bhautik. Adi also. You are the Adi Devik. You are the Adi Devik. Adi Bhautik is the surroundings, and Adhyatmik is in me. So then he talks about this Tatastha and Swarupa Lakshana. Tatastha means what you can see. Swarup is what is its essence. So like, You see a human being, you say, okay, this is Anil, he's a male, this is Ambika, she's a female, Indian, so on. And on. Then what is the essence of that? The essence of that is Atma Brahman, that is the Swarupa Lakshana, and what you see is the Tatastha Lakshana. So that's what Guruji mentions. And when he says Tattvam Asi, the Guru says, you are that, what it means, I not as this physical body, but I as the essence and that universal essence are one. So that is called Tatastha and Swarupa Lakshana. So Swarup means what is indicated by that. That is that Supreme Consciousness. And now he will go on to the actual mantra, Ganapati mantra. And the mantra has two aspects. One is called Siksha. Siksha means the phonetics. How is the mantra pronounced? And second is, what is the mantra indicating? So here, Om Gam Gam Ganapataye Namaha will be addressed in that way. And the idea is that through this chanting of the mantra, I should connect with myself. Not only Ganpati who is outside in form, but connecting. So chanting of the mantra is a upasana. Upasana means sitting near. So sitting near means not physically sitting, but intellectually, mentally connecting with the self. And for that, we need name and form. That is how our mind works. So like if you see the form, like say somebody in the mission, you know, is named Pushpa. We don't have, thank God. But, and you ask somebody, how is Pushpa? She said, oh, she's very nice. Other one says, she's nice. No, she's terrible. She was very rude to me. So the same name, but depending on the behavior, one may like it, one may not like it. Like I say orange. And what comes to your mind? Some people say the color orange. Other one says the fruit orange. Mm-hmm. Or Lata may say Orange County because I live there. So the same word orange may have different meaning. So that is how the mind works. It connects name with form. And then when somebody asks, what is the form of Parabrahma, that Supreme Brahman Consciousness? We have no form, right? We don't know. There is no form. It is formless. It is all pervading. So what we do is from the known, go to the unknown. So from the idol, you go to the ideal. So when we see an idol of Bhagwan Ganesha or see a picture and we worship that, that should take you to the ideal. Idol should take us to the ideal. So we'll chant the next mantra. Ambika, if you want to chant. Ganadim Purvamucharya.
Ganadim Purvamucharya.
Varnadim Tadantaram Tadanantaram.
Varnadis tadanantaram
anuswarah parataraha
anuswarah parataraha
ardhendulasitam
ardhendulasitam
tarenariddham etattava manusvarupam
etat Tava manusvarupam
gakarah purvarupam
gakarah purvarupam
akaro madhyamarupam
akaro madhyamarupam
anusvarashchantyarupam
anusvarashchantyarupam
bindurottararupam
Binduruttararupam
Nadasandhanam
Nadasandhanam
Sagamhita Sandhihi
Sagamhita Sandhihi.
Yeah, so we'll stop here for today. I'll just cover this particular mantra. So one very important point that Guruji has made in his commentary. He says, when you see a picture of the Lord and of different gods, like you see Ganpati with elephant head, or you see Vishnu Bhagwan sleeping on the Sheshnag with four arms and on the Milky Ocean, Or you see Mother Durga on the, riding on the tiger, you know, with all those weapons. So people say it is symbolic. You know, Vishnu Bhagwan, blue means he is infinite, like the sky, and four arms means the four prara, you know, this purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Guruji says, no, that's not true. These forms are actually there. Actually, there is Shiva Bhagwan sitting in meditation with snakes around him and Ganga Ji coming out of his head. Actually, there is Vishnu Bhagwan. Actually, there is Ganesh Bhagwan with head elephant. It's a why these strange forms? They are not strange forms. They are forms that we don't know. Like Guruji says, like you see an octopus in the ocean. It looks so strange with eight arms, right? Well, we don't consider that strange. So they say that rishis in their meditation actually saw these forms. So these forms are really there, and they were seen by the rishis, and then they were put in the mantras. They were communicated to us. And that is the idea, that when you see the form, it's not somebody. If somebody made up the form, then we'll say, okay, then man created God, right? I created with an elephant head, four hands of Vishnu. No, it's not man created God. God created man. But these forms of God actually exist, and they have been seen by the rishis. So don't think that it is some human being sitting somewhere came up with the idea. It's not anybody's imagination. It is actually present. And looking at the form should take you to the formless. Looking at the form should take you to the that which is represented. And that's why people have, you know, picture of their spouse or children or grandchildren previously used to be in the wallet. Now they have on the phone. So there was this female lady CEO of a big company, and she was at some big conference. And the conference had been arranged by the company because there was some major problem they couldn't solve. And they were going through major difficulty and how to overcome this. And so the 3 days of, it was a whole week of meeting, and 3 days had gone, and you know, two more days left, and we haven't yet solved the problem. So she goes with her vice president for lunch. And she's sitting there, and they are thinking how to solve this problem. She suddenly opens the phone and finds the picture of her husband. And she says, now I have a solution to this problem. We'll solve it today. So the vice president said, you saw your husband's picture. You were so inspired by that. She says, no, when I saw the picture, I said, if I can live 25 years with this man, I can solve any problem. So the pic, for that was for her upasana. Means by sitting close to the picture, she could get the solution. So similarly, the form of the Lord should take us to the formless. And that is the idea of chanting. And this Ganesh mantra is not Om Shri Ganapataye Namaha. It's Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. That is how it has to be properly chanted. Why? Because the Om Gamna Gam is the beech, is the beech mantra, is the seed. Just as in the seed, apple seed, Guruji says there is the branches, the fruits, the trunk, everything is in an unmanifest form. So when we are chanting the beej mantra, it is the unmanifest form which takes you to the manifest. And the reason the whole this one whole mantra has been given by the rishi to tell us the form, because we are very good at ruining things. You know, like previously we used to say, how are you today, sir? Now you say, howdy. You know, that's it, howdy. That includes how are you today and all that. Or what is happening in your life? You say, what's up? You know, you don't even say, what's up? You say, what's up? So same way, they didn't want ke ye mantra ka faluda ban jaye, you know, that we might ruin the mantra. So that's why Rishi spends a lot of time in describing in detail how the mantra comes about. So I'll translate. Ganadim So Gana Adi. So Gana is the first. Purvam Uchcharya. First you chant Ga. Then Varna Deems. Then the Varna. Varna is A. So in Sanskrit, all the letters are half. So it's not G, it's G, G. And then when you add A, that becomes G. Or you add a vowel like E, then it becomes Gita, like G. So G alone is half, has to have A to add. So G plus Varna Di Tad Anantanaram means after half G, you put A. So half G and A becomes full G. Then Anuswaraha. Anuswaraha means the dot on top. You know, like ma, when we were even discussing in the Sanskrit class, like karmam, you know, or karyam. So karyam, there is a dot on top, you know. So that dot is called anuswaraha. Parataraha means it comes after that. Then Ardha Indu. Ardha Indu means half moon, lasitam. So Om Gam, Gam is not only Ma, but on top of Ma, there is a half moon and a dot. So it makes, that makes the nasal sound, Om Gam, Gam, like that, Gam. And then Tarena Riddham. Tara here means Om. So Om has to come before Gam. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. That is how the mantra is. That is the Bij mantra, and that is takes us to the higher. And Etat Tava Manuswarupam. And this is your material body. This is the visible body that we can see. And that takes us to the highest truth. So chanting this mantra and remembering Ganeshji, not only as the form, but as the formless entity. And then again he repeats, Gakara, Gakara, the G sound is Purvarupam. It is the first thing. Then Akaraha Madhyama Rupam. So after half G comes A. And then Anuswaraha Cha Antya Rupam. So Anuswara Gam comes on top. And then Bindur Uttara Rupam. So on top of Gam comes this half moon and this dot. So the idea is that he is in detail explaining that chant the mantra correctly and write it correctly. And that's how. So when we chant, we say Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. And Nadaha Sandhanam means the sound is what connects it. And Sagam Hita Sandhihi. So Om Gam, then Ganapataye Namaha. So that is the Sandhi. That is how the whole mantra is done. And why should it be chanted correctly? Because when you chant Om and when you chant this mantra, tremendous energy, tremendous vibrations are created in the mind. That's why, like we were talking even yesterday in Gita chanting, that when you chant correctly, especially this Vedic chanting that Jayashree does on Tuesdays, when it is chanted correctly, it creates a lot of positive energy, vibrations in our mind. And that gives a lot of positive influence, connects us with the higher and gives us tremendous peace of mind. So like you wake up in the morning and you hear birds chirping, you don't say, "Arey, what is this noise early in the morning?" No, because it is very peaceful. The birds are chanting. It is so nice. So remembering that, it calms our mind. Or when we go to the ocean and you hear the waves, you know, going, how the mind becomes quiet and you see the infinity in that. So similarly, chanting, it has to, as far as possible, has to be done with attention, done correctly, and paying attention to this anuswar and all that, going up and down, and wherever it, you know, it, you have to pause. So that is what the benefit of this mantra is. I'll end here. This is how much I have prepared. Next, we'll talk about who revealed this mantra, and our homage to that. And then we'll talk about the form of Lord Ganesha. So I'll end here. Anybody, we have more time today. Anybody has any questions, comments?
This is the Nirvikalpa, Rupa of Bhagavan Krishna. And then from next on, he will do the
Sagunaru. Right. So Guruji says, so far we have talked about the Nirgun Rup, Nirgun Nirakar, formless, without any attributes. Now the Rishi will describe the form of the Lord, how he is Chaturham, Hastam, Pasham, all that. Yeah, Lata, go ahead.
So the Bij Mantra is the gum.
Right.
What is description has been given.
Om gum.
Right. The g half and then add a.
Right.
And then anuswar or dot on the top and the half moon.
Half moon, yeah. Om
just
gum.
like om. So is om not the also Bij Mantra?
Yes, om is also a Bij Mantra, but that is om when it is chanted by alone by itself. But when you are invoking Bhagawan Ganeshji, then you have to say om gum. Ganapaye Namaha, like that. And then that completes it. That becomes the Sagam Hita Sandihi. So this Om Gam connects us with that. Ganapataye Namaha. Like
oh,
that.
Okay. Very nicely described.
Yes.
The whole shloka, that verse is description of how that sound is and how it has to be placed and where. Very nicely.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why the Rishi spent one whole mantra on explaining this so that we don't make a mistake. We pronounce it correctly and we write it correctly and we then only that it will connect you with that. So the beach is the seed of this mantra. Yes.
Thank you.
Anything else? Carrie, you have no question on Sanskrit? Go ahead.
I have a question on this. I missed the class, but is that Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha? Is that part of this? Or
yes, that is.
Okay.
It
will come later.
It will come again. But yeah, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha.
Okay.
Om Gam is the actual seed, and that's Bij Mantra, and that's where the Rishi is concentrating on. That is very important.
Okay.
And it has to be, if you look at that, it's like Om, you know, there is a half moon and a dot. So same way, Gum also has half moon and a dot.
Okay, I got some things off the internet, but it doesn't really explain it very, like
doesn't
you are.
Yeah, and all letters, Sanskrit letters are half. G is only G, and then by adding A, it becomes G. Otherwise, in the beginning of the, you know, when you start studying Sanskrit, when you study the Varnamala, they tell you that all letters are half and then it needs a vowel to complete it. So half G plus A becomes full G, or half G plus E becomes G, like that.
And I didn't understand that for a long time.
The same is for all the letters, whether it's Na, Ma.
Yeah, it's given in the green
book. In the green book, in the beginning, it has been you mentioned. I didn't want to mention green book. She's the one who said it. It is there right in the beginning, on the first page. Yeah. Auntie, you
Carrie, don't have to lead to that green book reference anymore, please.
Oh, I've got it. I've got it right
I
here.
I wasn't
don't
going
worry.
To. I was not going to. I purposely said
it's
in
a
the
sore beginning. Spot.
Sore spot. No, but it helps, you know.
To... No, definitely. Sure. Thank you. It needs reminder. Just like Lakshana, you know, Tataksha Lakshana and Swarupa Lakshana.
Swarupa Lakshana, right. That Tatastha Lakshana is like for example, the you know, there is a house and there is a crow on top of the house. So you say, which is Ramaswamy's house? He said the one with the crow. But next time you come, the crow is flown away, but the house remains the same. So Tatastha is that which is indicating, but which is not permanent. Or you can say there is a red car parked in front of Ramaswamy's house. So that is the Tatastha Lakshana. Ramaswamy is the Swarup Lakshana. He is the S. But next time you come, the car may not be parked, but the house will still be there. So that is.
So here in that previous the shloka number 8, it's tried to describe the swarupa lakshana of Brahman also. Is that
okay.
With right. Tattva Masi?
Yeah, and then it says Tattva Masi. That is the swarupa lakshana.
Thing cannot be.
Yeah, yes. Swarupa lakshana. That is when they say Tattva Masi or you say Trom Satchidanand, Advitiyosi, all those are swarupa lakshana. But when you describe the form, the one with the elephant head, red color, you know, ekadanta with one tooth and all that, we will do it next week. Chaturhastam, who has four hands. All
right.
Right. So that is the tatastha lakshana. Swarup is the essence. That Ganpati is nothing but that supreme essence manifesting in this particular form. And it can be for a Shiva Bhakta, it is Lord Shiva. For a Krishna Bhakta, it is Krishna and so on.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, Kerry.
Did I hear you say Ramaswamy?
Why?
Did I hear you say Ramaswamy somewhere in there?
Yeah, yeah. Ram. We just came up with a name.
Oh, Vivek Ramaswamy?
Not Vivek Ramaswamy. No, just Ramaswamy is used actually in the Chinmaya Mission literature. I think when they talk about Tatastha, and that's how I remember it.
Oh.
Where does Ramaswamy live? So he lives there.
He's amazing to listen to.
I know. I heard he's very good. I haven't heard.
He's a real. I mean, he's a real Hindu.
Yeah, but he's extreme right wing, though. I haven't.
Yeah, not really. No, not really. He's very down to earth, I think. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. People praise him, but I haven't.
His book is good.
Yeah, Moini auntie, you have question or comment?
What is the meaning of gama?
Gum is just a beach. It is the seed mantra.
Okay.
Gum. So it is ga, half ga plus a, and the ma is the dot on top with the...
Yeah, but there is no meaning of the word gamma.
Gum is just the seed, the bij mantra. Of the,
okay, thank
of
you.
Which has the entire universe in it. Just as the seed has the whole tree in it, so this mantra has the entire universe in it. Jayashree, you have comment?
No, I just, you use the Om Gam Ganapati Namaha for Japa, Ganesh Japa, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that is Japa mantra.
That is a Japa mantra, right?
Japa mantra, yeah, for Ganesh.
Many times, if you can say Om Shri Maha Ganapataye Namaha, like when you're doing,
they say
when you're doing Rudram and all, yeah.
Each divine form has its own Bija mantra. When it is chanted with faith and respect, in a prescribed way, they give a good result. They give a result.
Right.
Yeah.
So each form has a divine, has a seed mantra, like, you know, for all the...
Om Namah Shivaya. Just
Namah Shivaya or... Right. Or, you know, Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam, like that. All those, these.
Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam will be
the form.
Form.
Right.
It is explaining the Saguna form.
So maybe Om Shri Mahavishnave Namah.
Om
Namo Narayanaya. That is that. That is the Bij Mantra of Lord Vishnu. Right. Like that.
Who was the Rishi to whom this?
About? Yeah, so next we'll talk about the Rishi and whom, how he was revealed, and then more about the form of the Lord. And then last, I think we'll probably finish in two talks. Then it will be the, what is the Phala Shruti? What is the benefit of chanting? This mantra actually is a very long Phala Shruti, several verses, but we'll go fast on that. So I think we should be done in two Tuesdays. So today is the 16th, so 23rd and 30th. If at the most little bit is left, we may go into June. It but most likely in May, we should finish it.
We'll have three.
Or probably we'll have three, depending on how much material we have to cover. I could have done this Ganesh, Rishi and all today. I didn't realize how long it will take. But anyway.
I have another question. I didn't quite understand. You call it Bish Mantra?
Bija. Bija. Bija means seed.
Seed.
Bija Mantra. Oh, okay.
Bija. Yeah. Ja. Ja. Bija.
Yeah. I don't have the book. So.
B-E-E-J-A. Bija. It is there in that red book. Bija means seed. That is also used in Hindi. You know, bij dal do, put the seeds in the farm. So,
bija, okay, okay.
Seed mantra.
Bija, okay.
Bija.
Om has the meaning of it, even though it's a Bija mantra too. So Gam does not have the meaning of
it. It is the Bija mantra for Ganeshji.
It is the Bija mantra for Ganeshji.
That's what Guruji has written in the book.
Right.
The, when it says na Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha.
Correct.
Gam means the Bija mantra of Lord Ganpati.
Right. Lord Ganpati.
Sujata, you had unmuted. You have a question or comment? You are muted. We can't hear you. Yeah, you are unmuted on the computer, but we can't hear you somehow. Maybe your mic or something, your phone. Okay, maybe we can do it next time. We'll close. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.